We left off yesterday on talking about the Gemara statement in the Flamin of an Aleph. The Gemara took it as such a Dava Poshot that Kedushin Atosim the Nida, and the ramifications of that statement are, therefore, a Knas is for sure going to apply Ma'anis as a Nida. Even according to Shimon HaTimni, who's into the idea of you need a Isha Shabbos for Kedushin, Isha Shabbos Havaya, but a Nida for sure qualifies because Kedushin Atosim. So we pointed out that how do you understand this halacha, the condition of Tovsin? It's not a question. The Gemara is referring to a sugi in condition of Yavamas, where it's derived from Sukkim, that condition is Tovsin. But how do you understand conceptually why condition is Tovsin is very much up for discussion. So we gave a whole approach yesterday trying to show a group of Rishon what the opinion was, that the reason ultimately why condition of Tovsin, the reason why ultimately why there's no Mamzeris by Nida, is Davka because the Nida is not really an Erva. Why is she not an Erva? So we had two different approaches in the Rishonim. We had the Tzitzit Rosh's understanding that we revamped, redefined, and it's the Erva, meaning Asul Hazem with Taras Lazeh, which Nida doesn't qualify as. Then we had Rabbi Netanya Sefer Yosher, that it's too temporary, it's revolving door, coming and going, Asa Matalev, it doesn't smack of Hilchos Arayos. So for a variety of these reasons, we're assuming that a Nida is not really considered to be an Erva, and that's exactly why the following is true, why, i.e., there is Kedushin, and that's exactly why there's the Mamzerus, and that happens to also explain why the phenomenon of the Beis and the Sefer Yavamos, why the whole din of Chamesh Yadosh and Pukos Sarasei, the whole idea of Tzaras Erev, and the whole story there in Yavamos Beis, obviously doesn't apply to Nida. In passing, we touched up a little bit the Tzaras Rosh, we try to explain away what the Tzaras Rosh was driving at, two halachas, two problems, two issues, a little Yavamos, so every once in a while it's nice to learn, but for grounded back in the Sefer Ksubis. So we understand the whole Mahalach and Rishonim, Rabbi Natam Slash does a rush, that for different reasons, the need does not consider to be an Erev. But notwithstanding yesterday's shiur, there are clearly Rishonim who don't buy into this. There are clearly Rishonim who very much believe that a Nida is an Erev. She's a full-fledged Erev without any suffix whatsoever. Which Rishon says is just about as clear as day. The Rambam in more than one place. I don't know how many Rambams I put in the Maamar Kamos. I put two on, okay, because he says it in two places. So we have Rambams? Where's the Rambams? Rambams, who are you? No Rambam. No, we don't have to find where it is. It's so much faster this way. You can't see it anyway. Where are the Rambams? I put one on or two on? I put a few Rambams on. I don't want that one. It'll be faster than the other one. I don't want this one either. I don't want any of them. That was the only one I put on. Yeah, for sure. Okay, whatever's here. Okay, we'll read what we have here. Okay. Yeah, I don't want this one. I want give me a ram of regular ram. The one I didn't put on the ram is the one I want. This is it. This is the Rambam. Prek Aleph Halacha Hey. Everyone saw this one? Okay. Prek Aleph Hilchos Ishus. Prek Aleph Halacha Hey. Kol Shel. The other Rambams are important also. We're going to get to them also. They also support the same idea, but this is even more fair. Prek Aleph Halacha Hey. Kol She'osa Biyosa B'Toyra V'chayev Al Biyosa Kares V'heim Ha'amuros B'Parshas Achrimos. The Rambam tells you three pieces of information. He says, first of all, it has to be also be also, but it means it's an Isser Biyah, right? Hilchos Isser Biyah. Number two, it's an Isser Kares. There are a lot of Isser Biyah that are not Isser Kares. There are a lot of Isser Kares that are not Isser Biyah, right? Eating Chametz and Pesach is an Isser Kares without an Isser Biyah. A Manla Kohen Gadol is an Isser Biyah without an Isser Kares. So it has to be both of those characteristics. And then the Rambam says, just in case you want to know where to find this exhaustive list, very rarely does the Rambam refer to a parsha in the Chumash. It's interesting. The Rambam says, when you look at the Parsha Shavua, Parsha Chemos, you'll find the complete list. Hain, Hanikros, Arayas. These are considered to be the definition of Arayas. V'chol achas b'yam nikris erva, kigoin, aim, v'yachos, ubas, v'chayetz b'hem. So the Rambam, in Parsha Shavua, gives you the basic definition of what Arayas means. The later Rambams are going to become important. They're going to bear out the same exact idea. But the Rambam introduces by saying, this is Arayas. You want to know what Arayas is? Three things to look for. Number one, look for the Sabiya, look for the Sakaris, and learn Chumash. Pay attention to Mincha and Yom Kippur, and you'll realize what the Arayas are. So I have those three things to go with, and now I'm analyzing the Isser of Nida. So let's go through the exhaustive list of the Rambam. Is it a Sabiya? Is it a Sakaris? Does it appear in Pashtach Rimos? Bagali, three for three, hit the jackpot. Nida is an erva according to the Rambam. There's no question whatsoever. This is borne out a little bit later on when the Rambam talks about kedushin tosin. Where's the other Rambam? Okay, here we can read from here. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perek Dalel Achiyin Beis Hamakadish Achas Ben Arayis Lo Asa Klum She'ein kedushin tosin be'erva Chutz Min Hanida. Shamakadish is a nida raising Mukadesh the Kedusha Gemur, and we'll get to the last part in Roy Lassus Ken a little bit later on. So the Miss Ram in Perek Dal Lachiyad Beis is clearly the Shitoso in Perek Aleph, but the Ramam says that if you're Makadish, any of the Arayas, in Kedushin Taifsin, one and only one exception is nida. According to the Tezer Rosh, I never would have formulated that statement. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I never would have formulated that statement, because according to Bein Lefi Tezer Rosh, Bein Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that Kedushin is Tovsim with the Nida is the proof positive that a Nida is not an Erva. And the Rambam is saying, no, a Nida is an Erva. Ayein, what I wrote in Perek Alef Locha Hei, because it has the three characteristics. It's Bia, Kores, with Parshas Achrimos. So a Nida is a full-fledged Erva, according to the Rambam. Ve'afal Pichein, Kedushin of Tovsim. Zeman from the Rambam, what do you see from the Rambam? That the Rambam is the other side of the Chakir. The Rambam clearly holds the fact that Kedushin HaToysim does not indicate anything about the nature of the Yisr Nida. It is merely a what? Our favorite word starts with a Q. It is a quirk. And the fact that they say that there's no Mamzerus is what else? A quirk. And the fact on the Bezim and Alef Maseches Yevamos that being a Nida doesn't affect the status of Zika is most probably what? Most probably what? A quirk. What kind of quirk is that? I understand the quirk. I understand the pasuk by kedushin. I understand mamzerus and kedushin go hand in hand. How did we know on the Beis and Yevamos that neither is a quirk there? Where does that emanate from? How did Chazal know that a need is not subject to the regular rules of Yevamos the Beis? Namely, there's no zikah, there's no yibno, chalitza, the whole works. How did Chazal figure that out? So bishlam according to Rabbeinu Tam, because she's not an erva. Bishlam according to Taizer Rosh, she's not an erva. But according to the Rambam, it's just Gzeiras HaKosov. Where's the Gzeiras HaKosov in Yevamos HaBeis? Where is it, Rabbi Yisai? Who knows? Where's the Gzeiras HaKosov in Yevamos HaBeis? How do you know? According to the Rambam, where did we figure this deep dark secret from that Nida is not the same as the Tesvav Noshim, the 15 women in the Beis in Maseches Yevamos? Bishlam Taisus HaRosh Gzok. Bishlam Rabbi Yitam Gzok. According to the Rambam, if Nida is a full-fledged Erva, it's a quirk by Kedushin, it's a quirk by Mamzerus, because Mamzerus follows the rules of Kedushin. Where did that come from? Why isn't neither one of the 15 women? What do you think? We already saw it yesterday. What does Taisa say? Not Taisa Rosh. What does Taisa Nivama say? Is that Dumi Tawah? Is that Dumi Tachas Ishtai? When we saw that original Taisa yesterday in the Beis and Yevamos, before we got to the Taisa Rosh, Taisus says to Kasha, hey, how come Nida isn't the same as the Tesla of Nashim? And Taisus says, it's not Dubi Dachas Ishtai. And what else did Taisus say? What did Taisus say at that point? Nothing. They closed up shop. They put down their pen and they didn't write anymore. The Taisa Rosh added on five more words. Oh, and by the way, she's not an Erva. Because she's so fundamentally different from Achas Ishtai, she's a Surah Lazeb, Muteras Lazeb. She's not. She's a Surah Lakohol. So she's so radically different from Achazisha, she's not an Erva. Nobody asked the Taizda Rush to say that. Nobody needed the Taizda Rush to say that. Taizda Yevamos Taka didn't say that. Because Taizda Yevamos sounds like they are not the same as the Taizda Rush, not the same as Rabbeinu Tam. The Taizda Yevamos conceptually is much closer to who Shita Rabbi say? Much closer to the Rambam. Taizda sounds like the fact that the Mishnah that Beis Yevamos doesn't apply to Anida is also a Q-U-I-R-K. It's also a quirk. It's a Gzeiras HaKosov. What's a Gzeiras HaKosov? Dum Yud Achas Ishtai. Don't bother me. I'm hiding behind Gzeiras HaKosov. Dum Yud Achas Ishtai. The same way I'm hiding behind Gzeiras HaKosov of Kedushin Taifsin. The same way I'm hiding behind Gzeiras HaKosov of Eimam Zeiras. So we have two radically different approaches in the Gedel HaRishayim. What is the story with Nida? Is Nida, yes, an Erva? Or is Nida not an Erva? So we have three different halachas we have to weigh into. Number one, kedushin, taifsin. Number two, ein ramzeiros. And number three, yesh zika. There is no question about the truth and validity of these three statements. Nobody, but nobody argues with any of these three statements. The question is, what do we do with these three statements? So we have two radically different approaches to what we do with these two, with these three statements. So we have the approach of yesterday that was the Tosfos slash Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos HaRosh, I'm sorry, slash Rabbeinu Tam, who drew the conclusion from these three statements that Nida is not an Erva. The only thing is, even though Tosfos HaRosh and Rabbeinu Tam drew the same conclusion, they got to a little bit different. They had a little bit of a different definition of Erva, which is going to become important, hopefully, as we go on. But conceptually, they both agree to the same thing. Either it's based on Asura Lakol, that was the Tosfos HaRosh Zagdara, or it's based on Toloi Biyamim Utvila, it's so easily going to be rectified. But conceptually, it doesn't rush from the top of the same from yesterday. Whereas the Rambam took these three halachas and said, each one is a gzeiras hakosav. Is a gzeiras hakosav, is he nidos olav, yesh kedushin. Mamzeiras goes together with a gzeiras hakosav kedushin. This is a gzeiras hakosav learned out from Achaz Ishtay. Everything is a separate, distinct gzeiras hakosav, and no conclusion can be drawn. So Rabbi said, just conceptually, when you see this, it's a very classic Lumdus, very classic idea in life also. Very often, you see a lot of things. You see a lot of clues. And the question becomes, do you connect the dots and draw a whole diagnosis? Right, Dr. Berman and Duke Sultan, right? So you see, a person comes in, they have a headache, they have a stomach ache, their foot hurts. So the question is, what's your approach to this phenomenon in life, right? So sometimes you'll hear, ooh, the guy's a headache, the guy got a stomach ache, the guy's foot hurts. So it could be that he has some serious debilitating disease or something. It's possible that's causing the headache, the stomach ache, or the foot to hurt. It's possible. It could be that these three things are part of the same picture, and the good, diagnostician, whatever it's called, will see the underlying root, and will say, oh, this is all indicative. All three things are pointing in the same direction. It must be that he has X, Y, and Z. Okay? That's how Tosfos HaRosh, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam, that's how they learned through this sugya. Whereas the Rambam, I guess, was not as good a doctor as Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos HaRosh. So the Rambam looked at these three things, and the Rambam says, nah, he's got a headache because he hasn't slept in a week. He's got a stomach ache because he ate too much ice cream last night. His foot hurts because he was playing basketball too much last night. The three different, they have nothing to do with each other. Absolutely nothing to do with each other. It's three different what? Quirks, okay? I imagine doctors probably make that mistake all the time. Some people see three when there's one, some people see one when there's three, right? All the time, right? The dentist got the same problem. Okay, guys, this part of the mouth hurts. That way he's got one cavity, one root canal, he's got another thing, all the time. My simbachalion. Okay, good. So this is it. This is conceptually what's going on. Yeah. No, it's three different things. It's 1.5 quirks, whatever you want to call it. Because Kedusha and Mamzeris go hand in hand. This is Pashto Gzeiras HaKosav. What you want to say is as follows, and I was afraid someone's going to say it, and only because I love Yavama so much, you may get me, I may be too much of a Yetzer, I may have to start, but just call me back if I start. What you really wanted to say is that it's not three different quirks. It's really the same quirk. You know what the same quirk is? It's that she's an Erva, but it's an Erva that you can have a marriage with. And the reason why there's no Zika for Arias is not because of the Chumras HaIsra of Arias, it's because how can you have Zika? Zika means there's a marriage. If the Torah says you can't be married, what Shayach to have a Zika? That's what you meant to say, right? So you meant it's all the same quirk. It's one Gzeiras HaKosav. It's not a Dumidachas Ishtai, the way I presented it on the board. It's three different things. Mamzer's Kedushin are the same, but Zika's in its own world. Yeh Zika, Ein Zika, nothing to do with the first two. But you're saying that ultimately the reason why there's no Zika by Arias is dafka because in Kedushin Tosin. And therefore the corollary is when you have a type of an error with Kedushin Tosin, then there will be Zika. Right? Good thing. Whether you say that to say it or not. Everyone hear what I just said? Right? No. What's the Maramachim on that? Tosis is the first paragraph of Yavamas. Tosis asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, how come there's no Zik Bechayv Elavim? Okay, not for now. Okay, Rabbi, so get back to this story. See, I held back. For Shoshana? Control. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what did you ask, though. I have no idea what you asked. I just thought what I wanted to say. I'll talk about it later. Okay. Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam starts to say that she's not a... Oh, you mean you can see Rabbi Tam starts to say it's not doing dish to Achdish for that reason. Good, good, okay, good, good, good. You want to call it that? Good. Matzah, also good. One. Mas. Okay, everybody say, getting back to this picture. So we saw the Rambam. But between you and me, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. I mean, we haven't seen any real nafkaminas. I mean, the dinim are all the same. It's just a question of how to interpret the facts. We haven't seen anything really with any teeth that's emanating from this entire sugya. But now we move to a shaila. A lamaisa dika shaila. Depending on how you define lamaisa dika shaila. Any shaila that appears in the Trumas Hadeshin, you know for a fact, is not really lamaisa shaila, because the shailas are just too good. You just got to get suspect of all the shailas. They're just so juicy. No rabbi gets such great shailas. So it must be that he made them up, which he did. He made them up. He had shiva teres to say. So it's like I do it in shul also. If I have something really good to say, so I'll make believe somebody. No, I don't really do that. So Rabbi Isai comes from Sadesh with the following quote-unquote Shaila Lamaisa. Whether it happened or not, I can't tell you, but it could have happened. He lived in the Middle Ages. It for sure, it probably did happen at some time. Whether it came to him or not, I can't tell you. Shaila is as follows, he says. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Okay? Reuven gets married. Marries a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful girl. Her name is Rachel. She's wonderful when they get married. Fortunately, she's not so wonderful as life continues. She goes off to Derech. Mamish goes off to deep end, goes off to Derech. She runs off with a guy, becomes another religion. Mamish, she becomes what? What should we name her? Give her a new name. Give her a new name. She converts. She becomes Rachel. That's not nice. Probably some guys are married to girls named Rachel. I can't call it Rachel. So what? Riley. I need a good middle ages name. Good, you know. I'm afraid to. Years ago, when we were looking for a really, really, really great name, we used to always use the name Bartholomew. But it's too long and it's a boy's name. So I don't think it's something else. Okay. All right, everybody said, listen, we're gonna call her, you know, for lack of a better, we're going to call her Mary. Okay? All right, we'll just call her Mary. That's it. All right? So, Reuben was married to Rachel. Rachel becomes Mary, but guess what? Reuben is still married to Rachel / Mary. He never gave her a get. You know why he never gave her a get? Because she skipped town. She ran off with somebody else. He doesn't know where she is. He never gave her a get, so technically, Rachel is still married to her. Now he wants to marry somebody else. Okay, we give a het to Mira, but then we'll figure out an Eitzah. You know, is this fine? Then we'll figure out an Eitzah how to get him married. We'll find another wife. Okay. So he goes ahead and he finds another wonderful girl to... who's really, really from Leah. And she's, Mamish remains from, she's saying to him, Adyoy Moisim, Mamish, everyone's Gemalik, okay? The words. Reuven dies. Shimon's out somewhere out at sea in India somewhere. We don't know where Shimon is. I mean, he's a nice guy, but we, you know. So he didn't have any children, and Leah's Mamish in a pickle. She's kukul yibum. She can't do anything. She can't budge. She needs chalitza from Shimon. Shimon's not around. So the shaila is, does Leah really require chalitza? Why not? What's the shaila? Zokta Chumas Hadeshin, Ken Zayn, she's what? No? What is she? She's a Tsoras Erva. I don't see anybody related to anybody on this map over here. Who is the Erva exactly that makes Leah into a Tsoras Erva? Rachel is an Erva to Shimon. She's not his daughter. She's not his wife. So how in the world is Rachel an Erva to Shimon? Imagine if Shimon would come to Beis Din and say, I'd like to marry Rachel / Mary. She's an Ovedes of Eved Zara. She converted to another religion. She's Mama. She's Mary. She's not Rachel anymore. I want to marry Mary. What would we say? You know what we would say to him? You won't believe this, Rabbi. You know what we would call him? We'd say, who said we should call our Cosby before? You hit it on the nose. We would say, Boil Aram is Kenan Pagin Boy. You are going to marry Rachel? She's an Ovedes of Eved Zara. Kenan Pagin Boy. You're going to marry her? How can you marry a girl who's an Ovedes of Eved Zara? She's an idol worshiper. How can you marry her? It's Kenan Pagin Boy. Now, I could have argued. Not Kanoim Pogimbo. Kanoim Pogimbo only applies to a real goyish Ovedes Eved Zara. But let's play the Trumas Hadeshin along with his lines for a minute. Let's assume in Hilchas Kanoim Pogimbo, it would be hard to pass in a Shaila Hilchas Kanoim Pogimbo, because the Gemara says you're not allowed to ask a Shaila Kanoim Pogimbo. But assume we're writing a Shulchan Aruch, there's probably some safer out there today. Hilchas Kanoim Pogimbo Kilchas. So imagine there would be a Sifkotan suburb about Hilchas Kanoim Pogimbo, and we would say, yes, Sherman, this is also called Kanoim Pogimbo. Good. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshin would line up with those Shitas. That's called Kanoim Pogimbo. So Zok Trumas Hadeshin, It's Kanon Pogimbo. That's very nice to say Kanon Pogimbo, but that doesn't quite make it a candidate for Yevamos Dabeizim and Aleph. You got to say more than that, Rabbi Yisai. So you got to say a much, much more than that. What do you have to say? You have to say that Hilchos Kanon Pogimbo transforms it into such a dag of Isser that it smacks of a what? It's like a what? It's an erva. It's mamish an erva. Erva. What's that with Arias? Well, think about it for a minute. What are one of the distinguishing features of Arias? Arias always carries with it a chiyuv of what? Chiyuv of chorus. What does chorus mean? V'nichas ha-nefesh ahi, your soul's going away. It means you're subject, you are, this aveira is subject to such an einish ha-chama b'yayis of chorus. Kanoim pogimbo subjects you to what? To a really, really bad einish. You know what einish? That someone can be pegeya b'yu, someone can kill you. Chorus, misa, chorus. Pretty close, not bad. One could argue that Hilchas Kanoim Pogimbo, again, we're assuming that Kanoim Pogimbo applies here, which is highly questionable, but in Perek Beis in the Sefer Hilchas Kanoim Pogimbo, state that it's Kanoim Pogimbo transforms that type of an Issa to an Issa of Gedra Arayas. It's Arayas, because Chorus is Misa, Misa is Chorus, Kanoim Pogimbo, it's all the same thing. And if you put two and two together, then you have a fascinating application of. If Shimon would want to do a Yibum with Rachel, he wouldn't be able to. It would be a halach of an erva. So then Leah is a Tsaras erva, and Leah goes off scot-free. Thanks to Beis Hillel's Rosh of Litzrar, Tsaras erva ke erva, and we can mamar save the day. So Rachel's out worshipping idols somewhere, Shimon's out on a business trip somewhere, Ruvain's in Dailam Emes, and Leah's plotting for a shidduch. Huchas, Maseches Yevamos Dabeizim Beis could potentially save Leah's day. That's what the Shaila that was presented or was presented by the Truma Sedeshin. So before Asher's going to ask me a bomb kasha, I just want to know one thing. What bells does this ring in your head? If you start telling me a 15-line sentence, I'm not interested. I want to hear one person's name, one of the Gedele Olam, we quoted many times this year. I just want to hear one person's name where this rings a bell in your head. That Kanoim Pogimbo, Arias. Kanoim Pogimbo, Arias. It's got to ring a bell. What is it? Whose name? Kvega. Good. Very good. Kvega back by which sugya? Back by Kusis. Remember Kvega's Kasha? How can it be Knas by Bola Kusis? Tape play that it's what? It's a Kimle, what? Kimle Dramine, because it's like a Chiyuv, like what? It's almost like a Chiyuv Misa. Chiyuv Misa, not exactly a Chiyuv Misa. Oh, this is close. So the beginnings of Rabbi Kiveger, a little bit, a mashal of Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi say, okay, now let Asher talk. Okay, so this is Rabbi Kiveger plus. This is further Rabbi Kiveger. Go ahead. It's not going to be one of the Chamishas Re'arayas. It's all this is the Truma Sedeshin's presentation. So we didn't get to his answer yet. This is all the Shaila. Zok Truma Sedeshin, no. I'm sorry, Mary. Mary, forget about it. We don't give it her. Sorry, Leah, we have to disappoint you. Keep on saying Tehillim because we're not going to let you off without a chalitza in this one. You know why? Because yes, it's true. Everything I said till now is right, says Truma Sedeshin. Every premise that I said, and each one was you could say a sheklon in each one of the premises, that he called Mary Rachel, who's really Jewish, but being worshiping idols, Kanoim Pogimbo, Chiddush Gadol, number one, that's Perek Aleph in the Sefer. To say this is called Arayas, that's Perek Beis in the Sefer. That's all right. But to plug in Yevamos Dabeis and say Tzaras Erva is going to path you, that's not going to fly. You know why? Says the Truma Sedeshin, in order for the Yevamos Dabeizim and Aleph to kick in. And what if there's a kosov of Litzror to kick in? There are two magic words that have to be met. It has to be, let's hear it together, guys. It's got to be Dumya to what? Achas Ishtay. Everything revolves around Achas Ishtay. It's got to be Achas Ishtay, got to be Achas Ishtay, got to be Achas Ishtay. And this is not Achas Ishtay. What is fundamentally different between Kanoim Pogimbo, the Isser of Shimon marrying Rachel, and the Isser of Shimon marrying Achas Ishtay? What's the difference? Zok Truma Sedeshin? What's the difference? Asur lakol. Mary can't marry any Jew. Achaz Ishti can't marry me. She can marry somebody else. So the Truma Sedeshin is basically quoting you. He just plucked out of Tosfos in Yevamos Dabeizim and Aleph. He just took the line right out of Tosfos
And he said, you want the Mishnah Yevamos to apply? Forget it. It's got to be Dumi to Achas Ishtoi. And this is not Dumi to Achas Ishtoi. We can almost call it. We can almost see the next word out of the Chumash Adeshin's mouth. What do you think the next word is going to be out of his mouth is? This is closer. The Issa for Shimon to marry Mary is closer to what? Than Achas Ishtoi. It's closer to Nida. It's like Tazis Kashin, the Beis and Yevamos. This is Mary is a Nida. Not literally, but figuratively. The Isser of marrying Mary is the Isser of marrying or being together with the Nida, but that type of an Isser doesn't solve the problem of Yevamos Dabeis, as Tosas pointed out so well. So comes the Chumash Hadesh and pretty much closes up shop. He says it was a great Shtuch Torah, everything I said was right. Don't argue with everything I said, I'm right. And Ashabach is going to hack me, and he's wrong, and he's wrong, and Yedem said, they're all wrong. I'm right, says Chumash Hadesh. But at the end of the day, it's not going to help you in Dabeis, because it's a Surah Lekol. And guess what? And the Chumash Hadesh does exactly what we expected him to do. What does he invoke? What does he quote? I put on the Maamar Kamos, right? I didn't put it on. Oh, okay. I put on the second half. Okay, I put on the Mordechai, right? Okay, I put on the second half. Okay. I give something to has to share about something. So comes the Chumash Hadesh and says, Rachel is like a Nida. That's mamish what he says. The issue of marrying Rachel / Mary is mamish the same as Nida, and therefore Yevamos Dabeis doesn't apply. Chumash Hadesh almost stops. He's almost done. Almost. So close. He's just about to stop. And then he says, and by the way, Dr. Chumash Hadesh, it's exactly like a Nida. Mamish, the equation is exactly. It's a Sur Lakol. And says the Chumash Hadesh the following phrase. Even though a Nida is an Erva, Yevamos Dabeis doesn't apply to her. Because it's not Dumya to Chazishto. And therefore, Mary is an Erva, and Dabeis doesn't apply to her either. Because it's not Dumya to Chazishto. Nobody asked the Chumash Hadesh to say that. Nobody expected him to say that. It's unnecessary to say it. But an emissary Darko, he had to tell you what he thinks. And in the Halig of Chumash Hadesh's mind, when he's learning this sugya, he's analyzing, he's evaluating, he's sitting trying to paskin the shot that never happened. The Chumash Hadesh felt the necessity to stick this in and to tell you that, by the way, Nida is a full-fledged erva, 100,000,000% she's an erva, and Afa Bichain, Yevamos Dabeis doesn't apply. And so too Mary is 100% full-fledged erva, and Yevamos Dabeis doesn't apply, because Rabbi say, Nida is a what? Is a quirk, and Mary is a quirk, and what's the quirk? It's not dubia to achasish, it's a gzeres akos, it's not dubia to achasish day. I can't even go that route. Can you have a fluctuating erva? I don't know. That's ready. Kiran Pogobo Par Gimel. So Rabbi Sai, everyone hear what Chumash Hadesh just said? He said exactly what who said? He put into words, he put into Lamaisa what the Rambam said conceptually. The Rambam was saying, I'll lump this and what's called an erva, what's not called an erva. He told you, neither is an erva. She's 100% erva, and for I'll tell you the secret, says the Chumash Hadesh, Mary is also 1,000% erva. Not one iota less of an erva than Nida. And there's still going to be Zika, because Yevamos Dabeis is not just a function of Arayas. You have to have Dumi Dachas Ishta. So far, so good in Chumash Hadesh.
The Rambam can't agree that Mary would be...
Yeah, I don't believe the Rambam, because it's not a Pasha Zafir. Yeah, that I agree. Also, I don't think the Rambam would buy into this whole story.
Okay, and secondly, what Isser is there in Mary and Mary?
To marry Mary? That's a good line. You can put that on your list of puns. What Isser is there? Kanoin Pugin Boy. If the Torah says Yechai Misef, it's got to be Osir. I didn't say Kedushin Tosin. I didn't say Kedushin Tosin. Kedushin Tosin is also. She's an Erva Gemurah about this Kedushin Tosin. It's not a type of an Erva that creates a lack of this Kedushin.
Isn't that case
an
old evil case? Mary wasn't
Shuva. Shuva, but right now she's worshiping idols. So maybe the wife's sister's going to die later also. Everything depends on now.
No.
That's not. So it's a different point. The Mubarak story is a different point. So Rabbi Sai comes into Mr. Deshi and says, based on everything I just said, I now have to explain away one of the Gedolei HaRishonim. Because the Chorah, my whole Shtikul Torah, that Yevamos the Beis doesn't apply to Mary because Kenar Pogambo is just not Adumi the Achazishta, seems to be outright contradicted by another great Rishon. Who is the great Rishon? A very great Rishon. What was his name? Rabbi Avram Meregensburg. Otherwise known by the Rishonim as what? As Rabbi Avram HaGadol. After Shia, you can tell me where he came from. He came from Regensburg. He'll give me the background. But Rabbi Avram HaGadol. The Mordechai, everyone saw that line, the Mordechai? Two liners, right? Two, a little, two by nothing. Psach from Rabbi Avram HaGadol from Regensburg. There was a big, big problem in the days of the Rishonim. This was really, really big problem. The problem was that people were never converting. Every once in a while, people were converting. Sometimes they were being forced to it, sometimes willingly. They were mamash leaving the fold. See, in the old, it was different in the Middle Ages, because everybody was religious. It's just that you were religious to which religion you belonged to. There was no such thing as being a secular person. So either you're a religious Jew, you're a religious Christian, you're a religious Muslim, depending on where you live. The idea that I'm Jewish but not religious, that doesn't mean anything. So in the olden days, if you weren't going to be from, so then by definition, that meant you were part of the other religion. There's no such thing as a secular person in the non-Jewish world. So you had any person who, for whatever reason, whether willingly or unwillingly, wasn't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, Mamela ended up becoming a part of another religion. So you had a very, very strange phenomenon. You had these terrible scenarios. And they're fairly common, because let's not forget, in the Middle Ages, people died very, very young. The average lifespan was about 30s or something. So people were dying young, people were dying without children, there were wars, there were crusades, people were disappearing, and people were going off the derech and becoming non-Jews, becoming Christians. So you had the following phenomenon more than once in the days of the Rishonim. You had Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Rachel, okay? And Shimon goes off the derech. That was an old little history. What are we going to call him? We come with a good name. There you go. Okay, there's a man. Okay? Those who don't know, it's also okay. Okay? So Shimon changes his name. He becomes Mamash and Ovid of Elizara. All right? And now Reuven dies. Reuven's from, Rachel's from. All of a sudden, Rachel comes into Bezin one day and says, "You won't believe this, guys. But I just fell for Yibum to Peter. Peter's a galach in town. What do I do? He's not particularly interested in doing chalitza right now. What do I do? Am I zakuku or am I not zakuku? What's the story?" So the Rishonim turned the world upside down to try to find a heter for Rachel. Because it happened more than one time. What do you do with Nebuch? What do you do with poor Rachel? She's zakuku leave. There's only one brother, and the one brother's Peter. He's now a galach. What do you do? So Kumtra Bavrom in Regensburg, and came up with the following gevaldike chiddush. Comes up Avram and says, Rachel is not zekukadi to Peter. You know why she's not zekukadi to Peter? Because it's zika b'mokam, catch this, b'mokam erva. Rachel is an erva to Peter. How is Rachel an erva? Bring her with Rachel, she's fine. The relationship is a relationship of erva. If Rachel will go ahead and marry Peter, have deal with Peter, that would be an outright violation of Gili Arayis. Mamish Midaraisa. What's the name of the Gili Arayis? You won't believe this one. What's the name of the Gili Arayis? Boil Aramis Kanoin Poginbo. Now this is Perigdal already in the Sefer. We wrote the whole Sefer, right? Perigdal in the Sefer. It says that, which is Ayin Shom back to Perig Aleph, to be called Aram and Aramis for these halachas, you don't have to be born not Jewish. You can be a Jew who's born Jewish, but you're an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. That also subjects you to this parasha Bel Aramis. That also includes halacha Mashtinah Bel Aramis. This din of Bel Aramis applies to Jews who are idol worshippers. But Rabbi Avram in Regensburg took it, Babish the Perk Dalit. And what's his Chiddush Gadol? What does he say? He was an Adam Gadol. What's his Chiddush Gadol? He said it applies even what? Even the other way around. We thought, since we learned Pashas Pinchas since we were kids, we thought Bol Aramis means when you're Bol and Aramis, a non-Jewish girl. That's the case in Chumash and Pashas Pinchas. Who in the world told us that it goes the other way around? Mehecha Teisa goes the other way around. A Jewish girl is Mezana with a Goy. That's called Bol Aramis, Karim Pogamo. That's called Mivelis the Arami. Zochta Bevram HaGodim, Pragdal in the footnote. What's the din? That's also included in the Lachem Arsini of Bala Ramas Kerem Pagan Bay. That's quite a Chiddush. I would never have said that, but that's why he was a Gavul, he came from Regensburg. He said it. So Rabbi Avram Regensburg took the shtickel toiv, the Trumas Hadeshin, in a sense, one step further. He preceded the Trumas Hadeshin historically, but he bought into the idea that Arami Aramis can mean even Jews or idol worshippers, and then he said it works in the other direction also. Nevelas the Aramis can earn pagan by. Just before we get to the punchline, Rabbi said that's such a tremendous chiddush that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his tshuvas, Lo matzinu chovel Rabbi Avraham Golub Ozer. We haven't found anybody else under the sun who accepts this idea of Rabbi Avraham Golub. Nobody ever accepted such a concept. That Nevelas the Aramis, Lo shamanu lo ra'inu b'shum b'shirim Rabbi Shabbos. That was stated in Rabbi Moshe's tshuva, Lo matzinu chovel Rabbi Avraham Golub. Rabbi Isai, I said in Shul this past Shabbos, so I said a shiur to Mechamayrev, so I disagreed with the Shagas Aryeh. So I quoted Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega disagreed with somebody, one of the Gedalia Acharonim. Rabbi Kivega disagrees. Before he disagrees, he writes, Meya pa'omim mechila, Isai Gadol, but I still have to disagree. He asked mechila 100 times, Rabbi Kivega. So I said in Shul Shabbos, who was about Hachi to disagree, and he asked Mechila 100 times. So Tzvi Sobolovsky was not about Hachi to disagree with the Shagas Aryeh. I have to ask Mechila 1,000 times. The only reason I'm only asking 100 is because of Dayo. Dayo Levom and Adin Leos Kimidon. So I only asked 100 times Mechila from the Shagas Aryeh, but then I had to give a drasha to disagree. Right, Rabbi Elazar? I disagree. I have to ask again from the Heiliger of Moshe Feinstein, you know, Ofadi Tachas Kapas Raglov, ask Mechila. Rabbi Sai, Matsosi Chavel, Rabbi Avraham Golub. He's not alone in this one. And I'll tell you who I found, who says exactly like Rabbi Avraham Golub. It's a Beferish Atosvis, the Maseches Yevamos. And you guys all saw this Tosvis. It was already on the Maamar Kamis this year. Have a Gemara Yevamos? Have a Gemara Yevamos? And Rabbi Elazar, this Tosfos is going to do you in also, so I have to ask Mechila also. Actually, it says Zion. Who remembers? The Gemara says that, according to one opinion, Eved V'Yakom Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlad is Mamzer, right? Who remembers Tosfos Kasha on Daf Tes Zayin Rebeis? He spoke about Bekidush and Tosfos Mamzer. So what was Tosfos Kasha? I understand that Eved, but a Goy, how does a Goy make Mamzerus? There's no Isser, right? Right? That was Tosfos Kasha, right? What was Tosfos Teretz? What was Tosfos Teretz? It's only Midrabanan, or you don't need an Isser, it's all totally on the inability of Kedushin, right? Remember the Tosfos? Right? So just listen to how Tosfos formulates the question. You guys all saw the Tosfos. V'im Tomer. Bishlama me'evet havi Mamzer. The be'evet ikalav. Aval me'odi kechovim midaraisa bias heter he. It's mamish bias heter. It's mutter midaraisa v'yesh loymar afal gav the bias heter he midaraisa b'tzina mikol makom kev lo tas mekedushin havi mamzer. That's the famous teretz of Tosfos. What word did Tosfos just throw in for good luck? What did Tosfos just say? Who's talking about sin versus vahesh? What is what was Tosfos sensitive to? But sin it's a biasetta, but vahesh it's not. What's the issue of vahesh? Kanoim pogibo. This is the other direction. This is a bas yisrael to a goy. And Tosfos state with that word but sinner. Tosfos is meramis to the fact. Tosfos is clear. Yes, midaraisa. It's mutter but sinner. So how can that create mamzerus? But before Hesia, it's Tachlasa Midaraisa, even though this is not Balaramis, this is Nevelas De'Arami. Rabbi say Matsinu Chover, Rabbi Avraham Golub, it's this line, Beferish and Beferish, it's that one line, nobody has Tosfos to say that line, to say that word. The fact that Tosfos stuck in that word, Betzina, clearly indicates that Tosfos bought into Rabbi Avraham Golub. Okay, good. Anyway, that was just an aside, that wasn't what we were going to talk about. Rabbi say, getting back to the story. That's why I just said that's going to put you into trouble also. Okay? But, not 100%, because he didn't say Erva. Yes. It's a bit... I'm trying to defend you. You just put, you're fighting against me, trying to defend you, but nothing. Rabbi Say, getting back to Reuven, Shimon, Rachel, and Peter over here. Shimon, Hanu, Peter. Okay, so Reuven just died. Rachel falls for Yibum to Shimon / Peter, and Rav Avraham Galo Kapaskin, Kenzai Sirchin. He doesn't know for sure, but he has a reason to believe that this is called a Mokum Erva, and therefore Rachel is going to go off scot free. Fret the Tumas Hadeshin on himself. I finished telling you what? No, what I just finished telling you, says the Tumas Hadeshin? No, come on. He has the Kasha. Who sees the Kasha coming? I just got finished telling you that just because something is a Arayas, that's not enough for Yavamas Dabeis to kick in. For in order for Yavamas Dabeis to kick in, what do you need? You need not just Erev, it has to be, what's the magic words? Yeah. It's got to be Achas Ishtai. And I just got told you, whenever you have an Isra Shavu Bekol, that's not called Dubi Dachas Ishtai. So Frech, the Tumas Hadeshin on himself, how could Rabbi Avraham HaGadol call this Yibam Mokham Erva, and therefore be Mafkir the Zika, because it's Erva, and he calls Ayin Yavamas Dabeis. Yes, the Tumas Hadeshin, according to the Klal, I just told you 2 minutes ago that Erev is not enough to be Mafkir Zika. It's got to be Dumya, Tiachas Ishta, Haraya, Nida. Nida is also an Erva. That was the whole punchline. The Tumas Hadeshin said Nida is also an Erva. If Nida is an Erva, and Kanoim Pogamo is an Erva, and Erva is not enough to be Mafkir Zika, how in the world could Rav Avraham Galo say what he said, that Racha is not Zekuka to Shimon because it's Yibam Mokham Erva? That's the bomb Kasha of the Tumas Hadeshin. Everyone saw the Kasha coming? That's the Kasha. So it comes into Mr. Desha and says, it's not a kasha. There is something different between these two cases, really say. Let's get the other case back on the board. Okay. That'd be Mary. Mary back to life over here. What do we got? We got Reuven. We got Shimon. Reuven was married to what? Rachel. What do we call her now? Mary. Now he's also married to Leah. And when Reuven dies, so here Reuven dies and here Reuven dies. These are the two cases. This is Rabbi Avraham HaGadol's case. Rabbi Avraham HaGadol says she's Ptura. There's no Zika. This is the Tumas Hadeshin's case. We're at Kapaskin that what? That she's Chayeves, right? What's the difference? What is the difference in these two cases? Make up your mind. Are these girls subject to Yivamas Dabeis or not? Is Kanoim Pogimbo, no matter which direction it's going, is Kanoim Pogimbo meet the criteria of Potus Tzaras Hamer Tzaras Hasen, or does it not? What's the answer, says Tumas Hadeshin? What is the discerning feature between these two cases? You're looking at two cases which seem to be the exact same story. We're talking about Kanoim Pogimbo Tikiyasir, we're talking about Yavamis, Dav Deis, and yet there's some radical difference between the two. What is it, Rabbi Say? We need to hone on in, on focus on what the difference is. Everyone's off the deck. In this case, he's off the deck. In this case, she's off the deck. Doesn't matter. Oh. This case is to do what? What are we trying to do over here? Be poteres osa. Notice, there's no tzara here. They got a lot of tzara here, but there's no tzara here. Right? There's no tzara here. Rachel's asking a shayla about herself. She's the only one wife. Even though there's one wife. Here, it's a much more complicated case. We're trying to invoke the din of Poteres Sarasa, because the relationship itself on the board between Shimon and Leah is a perfectly healthy relationship. There's nothing halakhically wrong between Shimon and Leah. The only reason Leah wants to get off scot-free is because she's a Tsaras Erva. So it's not the same. So there's a difference between the two cases. This involves a Tsara, and this does not involve a Tsara. Rabbi Say, what would we scream at the Tumas Hadeshin if he just said it just like that? We would say to him, "Mam is true but irrelevant. What's the difference? Either Yavamas Dabeis applies or doesn't apply. It's all the same Mishnah. Mishnah, Nashim, Pedister, Asayim, Vitzarasa, Asayim. It's all the same din. My Nafkamina, this is red, this is yellow. It's all the same. There's a fruit, there's a fruit. It's the same Shaila. Why does it make a difference?" So says the Tumas Hadeshin, "I have an advantage over you. You know what the advantage is? I learned the first temple out of Yavamas." Says the Tumas Hadeshin, that's Tumas Hadeshin speaking. I just put those words in. Says the Tumas Hadeshin, if you learn the Gemara's really, really carefully and give you Yavamas, you will come to the following realization. The fact that a girl herself is Ptura, the Mokam Erva, and the fact that she's Poteres Tzarasa, are not the same halacha. So Briskitari, look carefully in Yavamas, Tav Zayin, Tav Ches, you'll come to that realization immediately, if you make it that far. Daf Yomi is coming around the corner. By Sukkot time, Cholamoid Sukkot, everybody should know this. Everyone report back to me at the Sukkot Beis Shoeva, you'll realize Tumas Hadeshin is Emes Lamita. Says it to him, said Deshen. The fact that a woman b'makom erva doesn't do yibum, I don't need any pasuk for that. That is just so posh, it's so obvious. There's no yibum b'makom erva. You know why? I wonder why you do yibum b'makom erva. Based on what? We're going to advocate doing an aveira. We're going to let you go marry your daughter. We're going to let you marry your wife's sister. It's an issakares. Based on what halacha we're going to let you marry your wife's sister? There's only one possible rule that could maybe permit us to do this. What's it called? Esei Dochalosa say. Guess what? Esei Dochalosa doesn't apply here. You know why? It's an issakares. The rules of Esei Dochalosa say break down. And therefore, I don't need any pasuk. I don't need a mishnah. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry knows anything about halacha will know right away. You can't do yibum b'makom erva. Because based on what can you do yibum? How can you do yibum b'makom erva? Based on what matter can you do yibum b'makom erva? I don't need a pasuk for it. It's move on, me love. And guess what? Even Beishami agrees to that. Nobody questions the mishnah of Beis and Yevamos about the tour of the erva herself. You know what the Torah is mechadish to us? You know what the sugi Yevamos the Beis is mechadish to us? An unbelievable chiddush. That you don't do yibum, even if there's nothing wrong with the relationship between you and this girl. She is a what? She's not an erva, she's a what? She's a tzaras erva. It's a perfectly healthy relationship. If this girl, if the other wife wouldn't have married your brother, you could have gone to the chuppah with this girl. There's nothing wrong. This is the chiddush haTorah, tzaras erva. And guess what? It's such a chiddush haTorah that who didn't buy into it? Bishama didn't even accept it. They'd never heard of such a thing. Literally, that's not what it means. It's a gzeiros hakosov called litzror, liftor tzaras erva. Where does it come from? What's the mokor? It's a gzeiros hakosov learned out from what pasuk Rabbi say? Achaz ishtoi. If it's learned out from achaz ishtoi, then it has to be what? It has to be dumya to achaz ishtoi. Says the Chumash Hadesh, and this is Mamsha, briski toira in Chumash Hadesh, and says that the ptur osa doesn't have to be dumya to achaz ishtoi, because it's not even derived from achaz ishtoi. The only thing you have to know is, are you allowed to do it? You're not allowed to do it. Can we sanction Yibum or not? The answer, how can you sanction Yibum? There's an issue of Kalan Pogimbo staring you in the face. How can you sanction Yibum? So Mamil, there's no Zika. You want to go the next step and invoke a Ptur, let's lift to a Tzarosa? For that, you got to go back to Parashat Achrei Mois and look at the Gzeiros HaKos of Achaz Ishtoi, and if it falls short, it's not Dubit Achaz Ishtoi, then it's not going to fly. Says it to Mitzvah, and that's the difference in these two cases. Over here, it's lift to Atzma. So Rav Gomel put the pieces of the puzzle together, and he said, it's an Isra Reis, it's an Isra Koris, it's an Isra Kanan Pagim, what's Shaykh to be master? How can you be master Yibum? I thought doing the Achazishtoi, so what? Big deal. You don't need Achazishtoi to path for herself. In my case, after Jim Sedeshin, I want to be master Leah. There's nothing wrong between Shimon and Leah. You want to invoke Achazishtoi, you want to invoke Tzoras Erba, you want to invoke Yivamas Debeis, you better be Dumi Dachas Ishtoi, and being Dumi Dachas Ishtoi means it's got to be a Sula Zeb Moteres Lazeb. Once the Tzula Kol, it breaks down. That equation for Achas Ishtoi breaks down. As it breaks down, and what other model? What other area? What other area does it break down? Nida. It breaks down in Nida as well. It's Gevaldik. This is, right? Have you thought about this? Who's been thinking about this for the last 10 minutes? Everyone realized what Tumas, you see where Tumas Neshin came from? This is unbelievable. This is sheer genius, Tumas Hadeshin said. He took two cases that looked exactly the same, and he shows you, no, they're fundamentally different, and that's the Nakuta. One requires Achaz Ishtoi and one doesn't. I have one thing that's bothering about this Tumas Hadeshin. It's been gnawing at me for weeks and months, maybe years, when we went Yevamos. What's eating away? What's the problem with this Tumas Hadeshin? What's the problem? Who knows the problem? Nida should be exactly the same as which case? As which case? Not this case, because it's not doing the chazishtoi. The same as this case. And what are we paskin in this case? We paskin, not only can you not do yibum, but we say you can go free without chalitza. There's no zika. What we said in the first category is, there's no zika, go home free. Don't have to wait for Shiva to be chayz b'tshuva. Geikas and they go get married, Rachel, because you're a makom, you even makom erva. The fact that you makom erva is mafia the zika. The Tumas Hadeshin said, the model is nida. So I understand that a nida doesn't pata tsarasa, but what should a nida do? She pata herself. And that's obviously not true. Nobody ever says such a crazy thing. That's ridiculous. The Gemara of the Farish, that's not true.
What?
So you can say the Bola Ramas is Ptura because of that extra factor of Ein Ol. I mean, that's a medes to talk. She's not a medes to be chazeres b'tshuva. It's interesting. The Zunin Zashim Bechlal doesn't even misyaches. Doesn't even gurir. Doesn't even talk about that. Well, an interesting answer. Not going to think of it. Maybe that's quite a chiddush to invoke that choice of rush. I don't know. That was a missing thread. Maybe that Rabbi Elzar is right. Maybe that's the answer. Although Zunin Zashim, he finished his shuva already. He finished his whole sefer. He wrote the whole sefer. He had all the scum in about Kanoim Pogum. He's done. He doesn't have to talk about Nida anymore. He only used Nida as a marshal b'yama. So he didn't iron out the details of Nida. Maybe Rabbi Elzar is right. That Nida the attack have to come on to in Olibim. She's Olibim in effect. Maybe. I don't know. It's talking. I'm not sure. So Rabbi Say, getting back to that story, we learned one thing, a lot of things from the Shulman Sedeshin. This is a collector's item, the Shulman Sedeshin. He knew how to make up a Shaila. I mean, you got to make up a Shaila. This is a good one there. If I would make up a Shaila, this is a Shaila to make up. What do we extract Lamaise from the Shulman Sedeshin? He's siding on which side of the equation, Rabbi Say? He's clearly on the Rambam team. There's no question. He's in the quirks. He's with the Rambams. That Nida is in Erva, a full-fledged Erva. He threw in half a dozen other people also Arayas, which is a full-fledged Erva. What a quirk. So we have now Rambam and Shulman Sedeshin on one side of the equation. We have Taiz and the Rabbeinu Tam, Taiz and Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam on the other side of the equation. The Taiz and Rambam is probably closer to the Rambam and Shulman Sedeshin. Everyone with us so far? So again, we're learning Ksubas Taflam. That's all we're learning. You saw the Gemara. I saw the Gemara. Gemara says, Kedushin HaTavsin, the Nida and the corollary for Onus is, therefore there's a Knas for Ma'anus as a Nida. So we wanted to know, what's the nature of this din? Does it indicate anything about the nature of the Arayas of Nida or not? We have a full-blown Machlokes HaRishonim spanning across Masechet Yevamos, which shadows Lamaisa. Not a lot of serious stuff going on here. How to understand this. It's an erva for these purposes, yeah. That's what he's calling it, right? He's calling it Arayas. Right? He's calling it Arayas, that's right. He's not a believer in the relationship story. You're calling Tazer Rosh against the Jews. That's the other team. He's close like the Rambam. It's an Isser Bia with an Isser Karvis. He just left out the Achrimos part. So everybody say, let's come down a little bit more. One more to our world, come to the end of Tosh $9. A little more Lamaisa for us. The facts are that Kedushin HaTosin Benida. That's a given. That's Agamar B'Ferish. Comes the Gemara Maseches Kedushin and says, "By regular Arayas in Kedushin HaTosin." And at least at one stage of the Gemara throws out a Chiddush Gadol, which the Gemara may or may not back out from. We're going to assume it didn't back out from. The Gemara seems to say on the third brand of Kedushin that not only is Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'Arayas, there's actually an Isser to be Makadish as a Erva. What do the words mean? The guy gives a ring to his sister and says, Kedushin, sounds like you're in violation of an Isser. Yishal Achos Lo Sikach. Don't do such a thing. Now again, it's not Chal, it's not Teufes, but you're not allowed to do it. To mimic a Kedushin with an Erva, at least at one stage the Gemara sounds like it's an Isser Lechatchil besides the fact that Ein Kedushin dies. Comes the Minchas Chinuch with a tremendous chiddush. Comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, assuming such an issur exists, which the Sefer Chinuch happens to quote, other Rishonim don't, but Sefer Chinuch understood the Gemara, that's the Maskana, the Istach and Islach have Chinuch, the Mekadosh as the Erva. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it appears to him that if a person will give a ring to a Nida and say, Arevu Kedash, put the ring on our finger, Kedush in the Taifsin, I can't argue with Ksubas Taflamin. But you did something wrong. You violated an Issa D'Araisa called, catch this one, Mekadosh as a what? Mekadosh as Erva. When the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, this Chiddush, that Kedushin HaTosin Benida, that means Kedushin HaTosin Benida. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. But the Gemara never ever said you're allowed to do it. It's Nirla Laimer would be an Issa D'Araisa. This chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch obviously depends upon what? No question depends upon the machlokes whether she's an erva or not. If you hold that the nature of the gzeres hakosav that she's that kedushin HaTosin basically is redefining her ayis, like Rabbi Natan, like the Tosis Rosh, so then this is clearly not the case. If the Torah is saying Kedushin and Taifsin, what the Gemara in Ksubis Taf Lamed is telling us is that she's not an Erva anymore. She's not an Erva. What kind of Yisrael Chilik Hashem? She's a regular girl. The Michas Chiddush only gets off the ground if the Rambam's right, if the Truma Sedeshin are right. It doesn't mean that the Rambam or the Truma Sedeshin are Meshubah to the Chiddush. They could hold there's no Yisrael Kaddish as Erva altogether. Maybe the Gemara never really meant that. But again, I can hear where he's coming from. So he could start the ball rolling only if you hold like the Rambam and the Truma Sedeshin. Then says the Michas Chinuch, I'm going to bring you a Raya to what I said from the Rambam himself. I'm going to give you a pshat, an otherwise surprising Rambam. Do you know the Rambam comes? Where do we got here? Where are we? Here we go. Here we go. There's the original Rambam that was on the Mamakanis. Hamakadish achas min arayas lo asa klum shen kadish and tarzim yevach chus min anita. That was one of the two Rambams that we started out by quoting to show that the Rambam holds that she is an Erva. Shabakadish as anita reiz mukadeshes kadishin gemurin, zok the Rambam. She's mukadeshes. Don't tell me she's half mukadeshes. Mukadesh Kedushin Gemurin. The Ram didn't want any confusion about that. It's a very strange lashon. Reiz Mukadesh is Kedushin Gemurin. Then the Ram concludes with four words: "Ein roi lasos kein." They shouldn't do it anyway. You should not be Mukadesh a woman when she's a leader. Ein roi lasos kein. Says Mechas Chinuch. That's what the Ram meant. You shouldn't do it. You know why you shouldn't do it? Because it's also midiraisa. Because Mukadesh as erva is an isadiraisa of Kedushin. That's exactly what the Ram meant. We have to ask for more mechila. It's getting close to Rosh Hashanah. Mechila from the Heilige Michas Chinuch. If I was trying to describe something that's also midaraisa, I don't know whether I would choose the phrase "in roy lasis kein." "In roy lasis kein" sounds like bad idea. Doesn't sound like hareza also midaraisa. The Ram knew how to say also midaraisa if he wanted to. The Ram said it more than once in Mishnah Torah. "In roy lasis kein" doesn't sound like that. Number two, the Rambam happens to never quote there's a Nisal Kaddish as Erva. The Rambam probably disagreed with the Sefer Chaim. The Rambam probably learned that with the Gemara's Maskon is there really is no such a Nisar. It's a one line, one half-baked line in the middle of the third paragraph of Kedushin. The Gemara throws out that a possibility that maybe Ish L'Chos Lo Sikach is only Nisal L'Chadchila. So it could be once the Gemara concludes that it really means B'di'evet in Kedushin Tavs and the Nisal L'Chadchila doesn't exist. So the Rambam may have held that the whole thing doesn't exist. So Punk, of all the places for the Rambam to quote the Yisr, he quotes it by Nida, it's Ikach Chosim and Sefer. He should have started out by saying, Afal pish en kedushin tovsin berayis also the kaddish is erva lafilu nida she kedushin tovsin also the kaddish berayis. The chsev liishol, I just read a new Rambam. The chsev liishol achaz lo sikach. The context of the lashon Rambam does for sure doesn't sound this way, and the Rambam leika chosv, the whole thing doesn't fit. So what did the Rambam mean? Rabbi say en roi lasis kein. I mean, it's a bad idea. Why is it a bad idea? What? She's an erva, so but the Torah says kedushin tovsin. Why is it a bad idea? A pure technical consideration. The quote from Heigel. What's the technical consideration? You're going to touch her when you put the ring on her finger. That's why. It's just a bad idea. In real life, this game. You fool, don't do it. Don't be playing games for it. Putting the ring on her finger, you're going to touch her. It's been Nisa. Bad idea. In real life, this game. Is it Nisa deraisa? No. The post can have a pilpul about maybe it should be awesome with the Rabbanon, a realist of the Rabbanon called Harchokas. Yaduah Mefursam. Those we learned in Vespachov the other day. There's an answer to hand something to your wife when she's in Ida. Right? Not a lot of pass things. Everyone who never learned anything about Chas Nida knows that. You can't pass the keys, can't pass the body, can't pass. Not a lot of pass anything when she's in Ida. So when you learn Chas Nida a little bit better, you come to the realization that it's probably a Chumr Biyam. I mean, I'm not making light of it. Chumr is every Shayna. Meaning from Rashi, they quote, it's probably not even in the Gemara Bechlal. But the most Rishonim, it doesn't have any remnants in the Gemara Bechlal. I didn't say not to do it. I didn't say to be mezalzel. I just said it's not me. It's a chumras avishayim. It says in Shechunach you have to follow it, but it's not me kiddin. But how can you put a ring on a finger when she's an ida? Why isn't that called handing her something? So the Ramah quotes that the chokas only start after you're married, because let's say you have a couple's going on a date and he wants to hand her something. That's okay. We assume that that's all right. Just have to be careful not to touch. But that chokah only makes sense in the context of marriage. Since the couple are so close to each other, we're afraid, Sheba, or whatever. So you're not married yet. When you put the ring on her, to quote from a little bit of a different context, it's Gita V'yodah Bar M'gechad, she becomes your wife as you're following the Hachachas. So the post-kima make them. You're allowed to put the ring on. Just be careful not to touch. That's what the Rambam's saying. Ain't Roy Lassus King. Don't get involved in this. try not to have a chuppah nida. Try not to have a kedusha when she's a nida. Ain't right lahasis kein. So the days in Ram was very, very easy. It wasn't such a big deal. A couple got engaged. So they're setting a wedding date. So how much in advance did they set the wedding date? A week in advance. They saw when she had her last period. Whenever they realized she's going to go to the mikvah, she'll be muteris. And fine, and set her date. All of a sudden, started a new mishigas. They have to set wedding dates months and years in advance. Years, years, years. People set the wedding dates. They didn't meet the girl yet. The mamash are all set. All ready to roll. They're sending out the invitations, everything. The mamash ready. And then all of a sudden, her cycle goes off. And now she's up to Chuppas Nida. So that was a disaster that just 30 years ago, that phenomenon just started. 30 years ago, 100 years, whatever it was. People started sending out these long-winded invitations, longer range invitations. That's when the whole problem became. You can't plan perfectly. So that's where you ended up getting Chuppas Nida. So the modern world created a problem. So the modern world had to solve the problem. So they came up with the solution. What was the solution? So the doctors came up with a pill to make believe that she's not a nida. I mean, we'll patch around the cycle enough that she won't become a nida. So that's like most of modern technology. We create the problems and then we solve the problems. We would have been better off. We wouldn't have had the problems in the first place. But whatever, not for now. Anyway, so that's by the Hasidim. They never have this problem. Right? Because they don't send out invitations until 2 weeks before. That's why. That's exactly why. Because if it's not going to be, it's going to be a chuppah nida, so they'll change the wedding day for 3 days. So no problem, but we're not so lucky. Okay, anyway, getting back to this story. So the Rambam says, Ein Roi Lasas Kein, the Rambam probably did not mean the Mechas Chinuch. Most probably not. So far we're taking on Rav Moshe, Mechas Chinuch, Shai Yitzayek. We're doing well the last couple of days, all right? A lot of Al-Khaytz to ask for. Rav Moshe, getting back to the story. So we don't have too much of a real Nafkamina yet. Did she say Rambam? Did this machloek? Is she a nida? Is she an erva? Not an erva? I mean, you have some wild nafkaminas out here in the middle of Middle Ages of Europe, where people going off to derech. You have some, you know, wild, crazy nafkaminas. You have mechas chinuch thwart a nafkamina, but that doesn't really mean anything for us. Nice. Is there any nafkamina left? So there's a comment of the Ritva in our sugi. Believe it or not, ksubas taf lama. Who has a Ritva? Here, Ritva here. This I put on the Mamre Kemes, right? Comes Ritva and says, you know, if you look at the Gemara here, Gemara was, a little bit, a little cavalier attitude. Gemara said, but honest, it's a nidam. For sure, there's knas for that. Everybody knows that's really silly to question the knas by a boilers, and need manas as a nida. Why? It's got everything going for it. It's yeshba kedushin, yeshba havaya, ruya lakayim. It's got everything. So even the Tanoim would disagree with our Mishnah. Again, remember, learning subas context, everybody's the context. But learning subas, even the Tanoim would disagree with our Mishnah. They're getting conceived by nida. Don't even bother me. The Gemara makes it sound like there's nothing to discuss. If you ever opened up the Gemara in your vomits and kedushin, you know a little bit about the ABCs that need this yeshba kedushin, then you would figure this out. Rav Chisda had to tell it to us, right? Rav Chisda was the one to tell it to us. Rav Chisda felt he had to fill, just in case you never learned Yevamos and Kedushin, in case you don't know Kedushin, let me just tell you. But there was nothing really serious on the page going on. Nobody really questioned the statement of Rav Chisda. Comes to Ritva and says, you know, there's another fact here that can work completely even worse. Yadua Mefursam, but there's a major Mechlekes Rishonim, not about Kedushin with Anita, at the second stage of marriage called Nisuin. We know that in order for marriage to be complete, midaraisa, it's not enough to have kesef shtar obia. You have to have a second stage called Nisuin. How do you know that? Where does it say that in the Chumash you have to have Nisuin? Ki kachishisha. Where does it say anything about Nisuin? It says in a lot of places. Who knows where? Where does it say anything about Nisuin in the Torah, about second stage of marriage? What? Umi ha'ish asher. What does it mean? You read that pasuk a few weeks ago. The Kohen gets up and he speaks to the people and says, he was ma'aris a woman, he was ma'kadish, ma'aris and kedushin, the same thing. Right? The Kohen gets up and he screams, if you were sitting there in the army, you should raise your hand and say, excuse me, Rabbi Kohen, I'll be kasha for you. You never learned the first Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin. Me'isha she'eras isha v'lo l'kocha. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? Eras isha l'kocha. If you're ma'aris a woman, that means you're a l'kecha. Ki'ika chesisha. So the Kohen would say, you may have learned Kiddushin, but you didn't learn Ksubis. Because the Pasuk means, me'isha eras isha means you did Eras, you did Kiddushin, but you didn't do Nisuin yet. That's who the Torah says to go home. Go back home and go stay with your wife, marry your wife, and finish. You don't want to die. Pin Yomas. So we looked in the policy, there's no question there's a concept of Kedushin, and then a later stage called Nisuin. This is not the only mocha, just from the speech of the Kayin. Where else do you see in the Torah? Obviously, there's a din of Nisuin. Where else do you have to go to see a din of Nisuin? If you open up Parshas Matas, you see it. The Farish. The Torah speaks about two different girls who are married with two drastically different halachas of Hafaras the Dharma, of the husband canceling the Torah. One is, Bimhayo, Siel, Ish, Udareha, Allah. She's married. And then two psukim later, let's all hear it together, all about curries together. The imbeis, what's the next word? I want to hear that big cough, the Adam Zev cough. The imbeis isha nadara. A woman takes a neder in the house of her husband, and the Gemara Torah gives you a whole different list of dinim. One case, the father's part of that far, the next case, the husband's part. A whole different parashas of Torah. One's talking about this. You just told me, right? Yossi Elish, you just described that she's married, then you tell me another story she's married. How many times is she married? What's the answer? There are two different kinds of marriages. There's Imha Yossiya means there was Kedushin. In Basi, Shah Nadara means she's living in her husband's house. It means she had Nisuin. There was a second stage. So licked in the parish of a first Nadarim is the concept of Nisuin. Where else? Where else is it obvious there are Dinim of Nisuin, Midar Aisa? You don't have to go so far. It's right near the parish of Onis. What does the Torah speak about? What's the Onesh for an Eish Zishas Mazana? What's the onesh for Nishis Mizana? What's the onesh? Depends on what? The Torah says it depends. If she's a Naira Ma'orasa, then it's Skila. If she's a regular Ashes Ish, what makes her a Torah? How do you become no longer Ma'orasa? What makes her to a regular Ashes Ish? The answer is you had a second stage. That second stage is called Nisuin. So there are Dinim and Dinim in Yerusha Sabal and Tumas Kayanim and Mitzvahs. I mean, there are millions of Dinim that point to this phenomenon called Kedushin / Nisuin. It's very unclear, very ambiguous in the Gemara. How do you go about doing Nisuin? Kedushin is the first mission in Kedushin. But Sema Nisuin, the Gemara never told us. There's no mission anywhere in Shas that says Isha Niseis in the following ways. We have no idea how to do Nisuin. Mamish, no idea. No clue. You learn all of the Sechas Ksubis, you have no idea how to do Nisuin. It never says Beferish. So you had Machlag Yisrishan, what do you do? So, no, quickly. What are the different Shitas? Some Mishanim said. So the Gemara uses the term chuppah interchangeably with Nisuin. So the Ramah quotes, you know what a chuppah is? You ever go to a chuppah? Four poles, thing on top of it, somebody singing songs on it. That's a chuppah. The girl comes under the chuppah. They stand together under the chuppah. Sure, that's Nisuin. That's what the Ramah quotes. And the Rambam says, I never saw such a thing, says the Rambam, you know what Nisuin is? You go to a room together. Yichud, that's called Nisuin. You know what the Ran says? The Ran says, look at the Pasuk in Chumash. The Torah says, "Bein Beis Ishan Nadara." When she goes home to his house after the wedding's over, that's the Nisuin. Finish. When they go home to live together, that's the Nisuin. So different sheet is what Nisuin is. So you're doing a first of this machlekes of Yishayim. Can this chalois of Nisuin take place when the woman's a nida? Can you have Nisuin on a girl when she's a nida? Is that possible or not? So the Rambam happens to hold that no. Another Bishon, the Ran holds. Others hold yes. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Where the machlekes came from, what the machlekes were about, but they do them before some such a machlekes we say. So comes the Ritva in our sugya, and he asks the Kasha, I don't understand. If you're ma'anes as hanida, maybe there should be no knas. You know why? Because true, you could be makadishar, but you couldn't be nice to her. You couldn't have nisuin with her. So maybe that should be a poter from knas, according to Shimon HaTimni, Shimon HaManasya. Maybe that should be a problem. That should be like Ma'anis HaChaysa. That should be like Ma'anis Mamzeres, the scene, Nekus, etc. Because it's not really Kaim, it's not in condition. That should be a lack of a Kenas. That's the Ridvos formulation of a Kasha. So the Ridvos says, Neh, it's Nishkin Kasha. You know what's Nishkin Kasha? So what does the Ridvos say? The Ridvos says, Pei Rosh, Tia Filu Teimed, the Nidlo Chazir Lechopo, Mikom Okam Kiddushin Taivsin Bo. What does he say? The Gzeres HaKosov is what? According to Shimon HaTimni, what's the Gzeres HaKosov? What does Losia mean? Loshin what? Havaya. What does Havaya mean? Havaya doesn't refer to Nisuin. What does Havaya refer to? Kedushin. She's really Kedushin. Even if you hold like the Shita Sarambam, you can't have Nisuin with a Nida, but you can have Kedushin with a Nida. That's Kuliyam Lopligi, whether the Rambam's lumped this term, Sadesh's lumped this term, Russia. I don't care what, but everyone agrees the quirk, whatever you want to call it, but Kedushin of Tavsin. So says the Ritva, for the purposes of Ksuba Staf Lamed, the Lo Echpatli, whether you can have Nisuin or not. This is totally not relevant. Everything depends on Kedushin. And for sure, according to the other time of Shimon HaManasseh, really Kaima, You're going to be together with her when she goes to the mikveh. So the mitzvah machs effect the whole chuppah story. He says, chuppah don't bother me with, don't ask a kasha and super stuff. How come Rav Chisda didn't mention chuppah? Because it's meaningless, it's irrelevant. And then he says, by the way, for good luck, says the mitzvah, for kol shekein l'may the first parakam and the yesh chuppah nida. Kal v'chomer that I told you in the first parak that there is chuppah for a nida. So then the whole kasha obviously didn't even get off the ground. With this kedushin, this chuppah, it's all the same. So a kol part of the mitzvah just wanted to make sure that nobody misunderstood Ksubas Taflamet. Nobody was too bothered with this kasha. Hey, how come this knas? There's no chuppah? Maybe. So he says, don't bother me with chuppah. Chuppah is irrelevant because the only fact that really matters is kiddush. I can't give you a ritva. But the ritva did refer you to the machlekes that he had with the Rambam, the other Rishon had with the Rambam, where the yesh chuppah and the rain chuppah and the. So we have to now go back and ask ourselves, how relevant is that piece of information to everything we've been talking about on the board till now? Is there some connection, or to use our favorite word, is it a quirk that the Rambam happens to be the Rishon, who is the strongest supporter of the notion of what? Ein chuppah l'nida. The Rambam is the Rishon who stands out amongst all Rishonim, that there's no chuppah, there's no nisuin for a nida. Is that just a quirk that the Rambam happens to be the same Rishon who holds what? That a nida is an erva? Is that just pure coincidence? Or is it more to that than meets the eye? Hopefully that's from tomorrow. We have to go back to that because the Ritva just did for us. He just took that sugya and put it on the page in the Flamid. The Ritva just told us, don't ignore chuppah. You have to analyze chuppah and evaluate chuppah. Hopefully we have to take his word for it. So that's from tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to try to pull off shear at what time? 9 o'clock. About Lena Lataiva, okay? What? 9. I'm not sure whether it works or not, but we're going to try to pull off shear at 9. So with that means it's tomorrow, okay?